Now I'll be happy to take your questions.
It's been just over 2 months since he took office, and today President Biden gave his first news conference as his administration grapples with multiple challenges right now: a migrant surge at the border, a rash of deadly mass shootings, and the medical and economic fallout from the still growing COVID pandemic.
The president tackling a wide range of topics from the filibuster to the 2024 presidential race, and he defended his border policies as well, which have drawn a lot of attention in the last few weeks, and he touted his administration's work exceeding its goal for rolling out coronavirus vaccines. A lot to get to tonight as we are closely following those headlines for you. Let's kick things off with our correspondent Joe Khalil live in Washington, D.C. tonight. Joe.
Yeah, hi, Marnie. And, you know, it was a lot was made of the fact that President Biden hadn't done one of these press conferences until today on day 65 of his administration. You know, the reason that we as reporters especially want to see that happen is because we did today get a lot of insight into the president's thinking on some really important issues, from what's next on his domestic agenda to foreign affairs with some important allies and some adversaries, the immigration crisis. So a lot of issues that we got to today, all of it really important to understand the president's thinking. We certainly got a lot of that today.
Please, please, down. Thank you. Thank you.
President Biden's first formal press conference came on his 65th day in office, after 3 months that have seen a surge of minors from Central America coming across the southern border.
What a desperate act to have to take. Circumstances must be horrible.
The president says the U.S. will invest upwards of $700 million in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador to improve the poor conditions causing migrants to leave. He blamed his predecessor for cutting off aid to the troubled region.
So we can do something about that. What did Trump do? He eliminated that funding. He didn't use it. He didn't do it.
The president rejected criticism from Republicans that he's softer on border enforcement, a stance they say sends a green light to migrants.
I'm talking about voters. Voters.
President Biden was asked about Republican efforts on the state level to pass laws that voting rights advocates say will limit access to the polls.
It's sick. It's sick. Deciding in some states that you cannot bring water to people standing in line waiting to vote. Deciding that you're going to end voting at 5 o'clock when working people are just getting off work.
The president called those GOP initiatives un-American. And he says he may back an effort to do away with the Senate filibuster, potentially allowing Democrats to pass bills they say will expand voter access.
If we have to, if there's complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about.
On foreign policy, President Biden said the U.S. will take a tough stance on China, and said North Korea remains the top foreign policy threat to the U.S. Though he hopes to engage the North Koreans diplomatically, and made it clear after nearly 20 years, American troops will be out of Afghanistan, but will miss a deadline set by the Trump administration.
It's going to be hard to meet the May 1 deadline. Just in terms of tactical reasons, hard to get those troops out.
Do you believe, though, it's possible we could have troops there next year?
I can't picture that being the case.
President Biden also made news today by saying that he is expecting to run again in 2024 and that he expects to retain Vice President Kamala Harris as the VP on his ticket. That was something that wasn't exactly certain. Usually you assume that an incumbent's going to run again, but on the campaign trail, he did say he considers himself a transition candidate, so at least he cleared that up for now. A lot of time, though, between now and 2024. Reporting live tonight in the nation's capital, Joe Khalil, News Nation.